It's kind of like Wine 101. Easy and fun.
Welcome back to Unwind on CJAD 800.
If you've ever been to Niagara Peninsula in Ontario, then I am almost certain you have heard of my next guest. And if not, get ready, because winemaker and co-owner Francois Morissette of Pearl Morissette Winery joins me today in studio. This incredible winery produces wines that are beautiful, they are unique, they are terroir-driven. Established in 2007 through the visionary partnership of Francois and Mel Pearl, this winery has carved a niche in its uncompromising approach to quality and authenticity. And they really stand out for their commitment and approach to low intervention winemaking, allowing the unique character of place to shine through each bottle. Francois, I'm very honored to have you in the studio today. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Equally.
We have to start from the beginning. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you're originally from Montreal. So how did you start your journey into the wine industry and ultimately making wine in Niagara?
I'm an older man now, so it's a long story.
We got time.
But my first immersion in wine in a semi-professional way was a full year I spent in 86.
Okay.
And almost a full year in Burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to work for a living. I was on the road. And I spent a whole season at Alain Gras in Saint-Romain.
Okay.
And did the harvest there as well. So that was my first. And then I used to party with the likes of Pascal Marchand,
okay,
and Comte Lafont. They were young. Anyway, Pascal has always been a good party goer. And it sort of got into me a little deeper.
Okay.
And then at some point in Montreal, I did a lot of other things. And at some point, I needed to pay for my rent again. And I needed a job because the one I had was not sufficing my financial needs. So I just went to walk the stairs in a restaurant.
Okay.
Carrying the food at La Loue.
Okay.
The Feu La Loue.
I'm not familiar, but
La Loue was a Pine Avenue. It was a little bit like a bistro deluxe.
Okay.
And it's pretty much where, with L'Express and another place, the whole natural wine movement started.
Okay. Okay.
And so being exposed in that context, it just got me a little deeper in. And at some point, I ended up in Toronto. I had won a grant in the meantime that gave me $5,000 to apply to whatever I wanted professionally.
Okay.
I decided to go back to Burgundy to do harvest.
Okay. Was that that grant specifically for wine or anything?
It was for wine.
Okay.
I had won the Best Sommelier of Quebec that year.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Because I had done through the program.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me money. So I said, okay, cool, I'm going to go back to Burgundy.
Yeah, why not?
And that was vintage 2000. And I never looked back. I never came back to restaurant, and I just kept going. I convinced the guy to keep me, and I moved with my partner to Burgundy, where I spent another 7 vintages.
Right. So from 2000 to 2007.
Yes. And then we left in 2007 to come here.
To come back to Niagara.
Mm-hmm.
So what specifically drove you to Niagara, though?
Opportunity.
Just an opportunity.
Three boys, just an opportunity, out of which twins.
Oh, my goodness.
And being an employee in Burgundy is not necessarily very lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
The capacities of advancements are extremely limited.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy in Toronto offered me a no-compromise project, starting doing what I want, basically.
Amazing.
With no we shook hand on no compromise.
That's really cool. So I visited your winery many years ago, but can you share more about the low intervention methods that you use in winemaking and how it really kind of expresses the terroir where you're growing your vines?
So for me, low intervention, which is also called natural wine, because that's how it was called.
Okay.
And I refused for a few years to use that word.
Use what?
Natural
low intervention
wine,
or natural?
Natural.
Natural.
Because natural wine at some point became anything from very serious people to kombucha makers.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
And so then I went to New York recently and I heard the expression natty. So I said, okay, cool. Natty is alive. So
were you okay with that?
Well, not for me.
Okay. Okay.
So I can claim again the usage of the word natural.
Natural wines.
So low intervention, again, can be many things.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly what it is, or natural wine, is that you do not add any agents, any adjuvants in your
mm-hmm.
wines. There are dozens of products you can add, and physical also methods by which to correct or to enhance or to repair or to whatever to your wine. And the approach of that is more natural is that you do not add anything except, if needed, a little sulfur as late as possible and as little as possible.
Okay.
Whatever
and
is needed.
That's what you're doing.
Indeed.
Pretty much.
Since day one.
Since day one, right. And do you sometimes, but you're still kind of like doing some things when you need to, or like it's just add nothing and take nothing away?
I am not dogmatic. What I refuse and what I do not live well with is wines that have become faulty.
Okay,
This whole endeavor is not to make faulty wines. Mm-hmm. Again, it is not a judgment towards a certain type of winemaking that I'm having here. It's just that I have some very clear parameter by which I operate, where wine is a beverage. Wine is something that's to be enjoyed with food and people, and is therefore also to be ageable. That's also a big parameter of how I work. So therefore, if your wine is dominated by microbial flaws, it won't be able to perform at the levels I need it to perform. So, yeah.
So would you say your wines are unconventional, conventional, somewhere in between?
They are traditional.
Traditional, okay.
In the sense of how the people worked back in the days, where even before Louis Pasteur, people did not even know that yeast were the little things fermenting grapes, right? So, but there was thousands of years of knowledge, and the good people knew how to correlate and to harness all of these natural forces in play and adapt them and comprehend them and pass them on from generation to generation. So some people later on, of course, started studying the process like scientists, like Louis Pasteur, of course, but generally. And then more recently, Jules Chauvet in the Beaujolais area, who with a microscope started to look at how things were happening and he's approached natural wine from a scientific standpoint. That is my school.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Really cool. You're listening to Unwind with Mandy on CJAD 800. And right now I have the honor of speaking with winemaker Francois Morissette of Pearl Morissette. He's in the studio today. And we're running out of time here, but I'm really curious about these exciting wines that are currently at the SAQ. And I'd like to get to the first one, if that's okay.
Please.
It's the Pearl Morissette Irreverence.
Did I
do that well?
Indeed.
It's the 2020 vintage. So tell us about that wine.
Irreverence is called like this because I decided to hide a skin contact wine inside of an aromatic blend. So it was an irreverential take on orange wines, basically.
Okay.
And this particular one is, I forgot exactly the blend because, you know,
okay,
you make them and then it's in the technical notes.
It's somewhere. A bunch of different
But it is definitely things. Chardonnay, some Viognier, some Pinot Noir made as a white wine, direct press.
Oh my God.
And some Riesling. And then there's also some wine, some grapes that were whole berries in amphoras for up to 7 months.
How do you concoct such a, like, how it just sounds like some kind of magical potion that
it's like cooking somehow.
I guess
it's like
so,
making
sure.
A sauce.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? You know when you taste the grapes in the field how it's going to happen. You also have vision of how it's going to work, and then you do it all separately, and then you taste.
Well, that sounds really exciting. I cannot wait to try it. Second of all, we have the Fury Lincoln Lakeshore. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Fury is fine.
Okay, great.
It's like Fury.
2021 Cabernet Franc?
Yes, indeed. Lighter vintage.
Okay.
It was a very complicated one climatically.
Okay.
So we responded to it in bottling everything sooner.
Okay.
So it's a more delicate, more fruit-driven.
Right.
The beautiful fruit berry expression of that Cabernet Franc can give you.
Ageability?
Yes, still, always.
Okay, great.
Anything we do at Pearl Morissette is ageable somehow, for some reason.
I wonder.
I wonder.
And finally, we have the Flamerol Lincoln Lakeshore Chardonnay.
Yep. Same thing. Chardonnay from our home farm.
Okay.
Done in the same manner because of that response to that difficult vintage 21.
Well, this was really this is just nearly not enough time. I can't wait to get my hands on these bottles. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's such a pleasure to have you here and to speak with you. That was Francois Morissette of Pearl Morissette Winery in the Niagara Peninsula. These wines are currently available at the SAQ, and to get a visual of what they are, you can head to my Instagram account at Mandy Wineside, Mandy with an I. I will post all the photos with codes and prices, or you can head to the CJAD website to hear this conversation again, or head to the iHeartRadio app. It's free. Just look for Unwind with Mandy. So much more coming up next on the show, but for now, we're going to head to the roads for the CJAD 800 Traffic Report.